This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, loader works, rental works, yeah! Big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
The former Alabama quarterback, now analyst on the Crimson Tide Network, joins us on the Bud Light Hotline at this time each week, courtesy of Craneworks. He's giving away Craneworks tickets again at the end of the interview, so stay tuned. JP, what is up, man? How are you?
What's up, guys? Going good. How are y'all?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. You've played in these games under Nick Saban, and there's been a lot of talk about resting Tua Tagovailoa. I've made the point that Nick Saban feels like that's sending a bad message. He's one of those guys that believes, regardless of the opponent, you play to your own standard. Did it feel that way for you in these tweener games against a team like the Citadel or someone like that?
God, yeah, 100%. I mean, this game even more so than any other games. I mean, this is the game where you got to go out and you got to execute, and they look at the mental errors and they look at everything else with even more scrutiny than they would against an LSU or an Auburn. Because, I mean, if you go into this game with the wrong mindset, like, hey, we're going to rest our starting quarterback because he's got a, you know, bum knee, or we're going to rest our starting safety because he's got a little nick, I mean, that sends a bad message to the rest of the team. Playing the Citadel or playing losing a Monroe or playing whoever, you got to come out swinging in these kind of games. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you slip up for just a little bit, you get beat. And this week's no different. I know it's like cheesy to kind of say that, but it really is true. I mean, we lost to losing Monroe. I mean, there's no way in a million years that Alabama should lose to losing Monroe. But if you don't take the proper steps, then you end up getting beat.
Okay, better chance of the planet exploding tonight than Alabama actually losing to Citadel. Unofficially, JP, the number's 51. But let's play this out, though. Let's just say that Alabama goes through the motions and do what they need to do, and they actually dominate in the first quarter. How long do you think it is before you see Mac Jones in this game?
Pretty quick. If they can go out and take care of business early, I think you get Mac in there as fast as you can. To get him some reps, if nothing else. And that only works is if the first team offense goes out and takes care of business and puts up 21 or 28 points like they have in the past. They have done it against SEC teams. So I think that's probably the most important thing. Plus, you know, Mac needs some reps. Who knows what happens in the last season? Right now he's only 5 of 13 on the year. I mean, we saw what Mac Jones could do when given proper preparation, like the A-Day game when he went out and showed that, you know, he was one of the top quarterback recruits in the country. But that only comes with getting out there and doing it. And right now, up to this point in the season, he's been a scout team guy. So if he can go out there and get three good quarters, throwing to Jerry Jeudy, throwing to Henry Ruggs, throwing to Irv Smith, that only makes the team stronger as they go into the SEC championship and hopefully the playoffs, just because you never know what's going to happen with injuries. We have the best season in the world, but if that injury bug hits us late in the year, it's tough to overcome.
John Parker Wilson with us, courtesy of Craneworks. He'll be giving away Craneworks tickets to the Alabama the Citadel game coming up in just a few moments. Don't you have to approach this right now like he's the backup? I mean, you don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be available for the Iron Bowl, so Mac Jones could be the legitimate number two when the Iron Bowl rolls around.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, if Jalen's healthy, there's no question that he's the backup, and that's not up for debate. But that high ankle sprain, you know, some guys are 4 weeks, some guys are 6 weeks, some guys it takes them 10 or 12 weeks to get back from it. So it's kind of a week-to-week case on Jalen, and you got to prepare the backup just because, you know, he hadn't had those reps. Jalen probably didn't need as many reps as Mac Jones would just because he had 2 years as a starter. But now you got other guy that's never played. He's got to spend some extra time in practice getting ready.
A little bit of the explosive quick strike offense has gone away. Coach Saban talked last night about the offense has had a great week of practice, almost a wake-up call, if you will, about maybe recommitting themselves down the stretch here. Do you think that is a product of Tua's injury or just better defenses? What do you think is happened right now with the offense?
I think defenses have adapted, and that quick strike, run pass option slant that we've seen, I don't know, 20 times hit in big plays, and Judy catches it and goes out the backside of the defense for a big play. Defenses are adjusting. And last week, Mississippi State said, we're just not going to let you throw the ball. We're going to play two deep safeties, a cover two look the whole game. And if you beat us, you can run it for 400 yards. But we think our guys up front are good enough to handle y'all's rushing attack so we at least get a fighting chance in the secondary. And look, Mississippi State is probably one of the better defensive lines of the country. I know Alabama's got a chance to face the other probably best one later on in the season in Clemson. So it was a really good test for the offense of, hey, what are you going to do? And in those games and kind of, you know, first real time Alabama struggled and they still put up 24 points. So you can call it struggling, but you learn a lot in these situations. You go back in the film room and say, okay, you know, I missed my assignment here, or this guy beat me on this play because of this. You can learn a ton if you go through the right, you know, mindset going into the film study, and I'm sure these guys did. And, you know, hopefully, you know, when you face another team like that, you're ready for it the next time.
I understand with the Tua injury and the way this offense has played this year, it's always going to be offense first, at least in 2018. But, JP, it's pretty amazing. We're talking about back-to-back ranked opponents that Alabama has now shut out in LSU and Mississippi State. This defense has not allowed opponent in nine-plus quarters. How well is the defense playing right now?
I think they're peaking right now, and I don't see them going down on the backside of the mountain. First in the country right now in scoring defense, seventh against the rush. I mean, eighth total yards. This is in the country, so they're getting it done. And, you know, this was a defensive unit that had a lot of question marks coming in. And you know, I don't think anybody in the beginning of the season would have known even who Quinnen Williams' name is. Now he's got a chance to go down in history as one of the better defensive interior linemen that Alabama's ever had. And it's just, they've been a fun unit to watch. You know, Mac Wilson's come up huge. Dylan Moses has kind of had a sneaky season where he's second in the team right now in tackles and just makes plays. And I really like, you know, Deontay Thompson back at the middle of the field. Xavier McKinney, the other safety, he's become that strong safety, blitz, run-stopping kind of guy. So, yeah, we talk about the offense, and that's kind of weird to say, right? We're talking about a Nick Saban team, and the offense comes first. But, I mean, this defense is getting it done. And the first time, I think, what, since 14 that this Alabama's had back-to-back shutouts. But last time wasn't the two SEC teams. This doing against two SEC teams is pretty damn strong.
Yeah, two ranked SEC teams. John Parker Wilson with us. I rarely do this, but I want to put on my crimson colored glasses here.
because we
all the time talk about, you know, Clemson's defensive line, LSU's defensive line, Auburn's defensive line, Mississippi State's defensive line, all these elite defensive lines in the country. How come no one ever talks about Alabama's defensive line? I mean, Isaiah Buggs, Raekwon Davis, Quinnen Williams, that's a pretty solid trio there.
Look, I think you're exactly right, and I think it's the same of Coach Saban is really not getting a lot of consideration for Coach of the Year, SEC Coach of the Year, right? I mean, it's just because, well, they've already got that award or they've already been recognized. Let's just pass over them. But to think of what just Coach Saban's done on all the turnovers that he's had, all the defenses gone and new. So, yeah, Isaiah Buggs is going to be the third guy all time in Alabama have double-digit sacks of Derek Thomas and Jonathan Allen. So that's pretty good company. And then Quinnen Williams has emerged as this star. I mean, going to be like top 20 first-round draft pick if the draft was tomorrow. Raekwon came the season as one of the most highly talented, and he got off to a slow start because he was getting double-teamed. And that frees up these other guys. And I kind of put Anthony Jennings up there on the front of the line on third downs. You know, he puts his hand in the ground and tries to rush a passer, and he's had a heck of a season. So, yeah, I'd hate to go against Mississippi State's defense or LSU's defensive line, but I don't think it's any better going against Alabama's defensive line by any stretch of the imagination.
John Parker Wilson with us on the Jocks Roundtable, Bud Light Hotline, courtesy of Crane Works. Big Pete wants us to ask you about the development of Mike Locksley as an offensive coordinator and how he has left his fingerprints on this offense. What are your thoughts on that?
I think all year long, everything that he's done has seemed like it's worked. You know, working with a Dan Enos and the quarterback coach. It's kind of, I really liked what Saban did. Now it frees up Locklear to worry about just game planning, about just getting ready for practice and just getting ready for Saturday's game plan. And he's gone out and, you know, these RPOs that we've seen from Alabama multiple times in each game has really given defense a fit to be able to spread the ball around to as many guys that catch it each and every week. I mean, if you look at the stats, there's 7, 8 receivers that are catching the ball. There's 3 running backs that are carrying it consistently every game. So to be able to keep that balance, to keep everybody happy, I mean, that's a big thing, too, that needs to be taken into consideration. He's really run this offense extremely well. And it shows by the stats. First of the conference, third in the country in scoring. The Alabama is averaging almost 50 points a game scoring. Back when I was playing, our goal was to score 30. Now they're trying to score 50, so they're getting it done. And he's, I don't think he's got enough credit, and I'm sure he will in the postseason. But he's done an amazing job, in my opinion.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson. He joins us each week on the Bud Light Hotline, courtesy of Craneworks. And if you've been listening the last few weeks, he's been giving away tickets to Alabama's games. They've got 2 games left. Maybe he'll give away tickets to both games, but we know he is this week. How are we doing it this week, JP?
All right. Well, we all know that Craneworks has offices in Birmingham, Nashville, and Mobile. And this week, from the Birmingham office, you can pick up a chance to win 2 sets of tickets. So they're not just 2 seats, but 2 sets of tickets. All you got to do is reach out to them on social media. So at Craneworks1987 on Twitter. You can go to their Facebook page. You can go to their website. There's a million ways to get in touch with them. All you got to do is answer this question, send it in, and then they'll pick a winner later on this morning. You pick up your tickets and go have a fun Saturday for early kickoff, 11 o'clock in Bryant Denny Stadium. So here's the question. What is the tallest working straight boom lift available at Craneworks? So what is the tallest straight boom lift available at Craneworks? Go to Craneworks.com or at Craneworks1987 to answer the question. Get a chance to win 2 sets of tickets today. So pretty cool from those guys. I don't know if Iron Bowl next week they're going to do it, but hopefully they will, because this has been a pretty cool deal.
Oh, stay tuned. We'll see. Hey, congratulations to your brother Peyton, by the way, signed with Alabama. I know your family was very proud of that, so congratulations.
Super excited.
Yeah.
Peyton Ross started the baseball tradition in Alabama, and now he's carrying on. So I will be at a lot of games next year at the Joe watching him play.
A middle infielder?
He's catcher and middle infielder, so does a little bit of both, switch hits at the plate. So I think the third time around, my dad, we finally got it right. Switch hits a lot easier.
he switch hits?
Yes. He's fun to watch. Behind the plate, he's got a quick release. It's a lot of fun. So I'm pumped next year. I mean, he's still got a senior season this year, but it's going to be fun watching him at the university next year.
Wow, I never knew you and I had so much alike, but you're like me. You're like the least talented of the brothers, too, just
wow.
like me.
Wow.
There's no question. They're both faster than me. They're both move better than me. So I got the short end of the stick on the athleticism.
Only one of them is a weekly guest on the Jocks Roundtable.
Right,
I'd like to point that out. Yeah.
Highlight for sure.
Yes. And only one of them made that Falcon money.
Hey, JP, have a great weekend, brother. Thank you.
Roll tide, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week. John Parker Wilson with us, courtesy of Craneworks. You heard the question there. At Craneworks1987, you can easily find the answer at Craneworks.com. John Parker Wilson with us on the Bud Light Hotline.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown WJOX.